everybody, and welcome to a new episode of the Unscripted Pulpit. It's Austin here, joined with me by Mr. Jeremiah Cadell. Glad y'all could be with us. Before we get into this episode, just a reminder, we have our website, www.theunscriptedpulpit.com. Check us out there. Check us out on Facebook at The Pulpit. Also, we're on TikTok. All of our different platforms you can find the Unscripted Pulpit on, as well as check out our website. We now have a merch store. A whole lot of stuff has been happening around the Unscripted Pulpit here lately. On account of God blessing us and blessing our ministry, which we are so thankful for. So welcome to tonight's episode. Don't know where this is going to go, where this is going to end, but we are glad that you have joined us. Anyways, so Jeremiah.
Yes, sir.
Shall we start this banter?
Let's start it back and forth, buddy. That's what we need in here. Back and forth, buddy. What we need. That's what we need.
So what you got on your mind? If that's what we need, then have at it.
Because I can study this stuff out, folks. I can look up words and find connections and meanings, but if one of us is a little confused on the other end, just looking at the other one like,
where are you going with this?
Doesn't really help me. I need someone helping me, just like Austin needs someone helping him, more than just praying and asking God for insight and different things. But I need to hear from you. Now, what helps you get through your day? How do you interpret it? Because I can sit here and read and study.
But we need someone to bounce this information off of, so that way when we draw a conclusion or an idea, it's not a solo idea. It's not like I made this up. This is how this is going to work. Because, you know, you hear preachers and churches and all kinds of stuff, and sometimes there's one sitting in the crowd that doesn't quite understand what's going on. So
we'll just jump right in here. I'm going to read you my thoughts, and then Austin's going to come in and tell me his thoughts on the matter. You're going to like this one. This one's good.
Last one you said it was good. We sat here and talked about your and Sarah's love story. Jeremiah, I can't trust you when you say what you've got is good.
This is good. This is really good. And I want to paint a picture for you. I'm going to use three words, and I'm going to say it, and then Austin's going to give me his thoughts on it. We're going to do this back and forth, and then we're going to jump in. So I'm going to read you three words. You tell me what you think.
Okay. I hope it ain't the three words that you just mentioned a minute ago before we started recording, because those three words are words that go along with an idea scripturally that I don't like. Not that I don't like it, but that it don't pertain to me.
Yeah, it does.
No, it don't.
You got to think about it.
Well, okay, let me back up here. Or y'all think I'm being pessimistic here. Okay, it pertains to me in certain aspects, but it doesn't pertain to me in the symbolic way that it pertains to everybody else. Now, I'm really going to look like a goober here if what your three words that you're getting ready to give me are not the three words that I think you're getting ready to give me. But anyways, what are your three words?
Three.
I knew it.
Oh,
help us, Jesus. Lord, oh, mercy.
Tell me your thoughts.
Well, okay. So this is why this word don't pertain to me.
Okay.
Because the number one, and if I'm not mistaken, this was mentioned at your wedding.
Yeah, it was. I think. That sounds right.
I was there.
I got my own anniversary wrong. So let's not go deep on this.
Okay. So a threefold cord. Yeah. I like the continuity of this. But of course the number one, mm-hmm, when you say threefold cord, the number one thing that everybody goes straight to is marriage.
Okay.
Because
that's actually where I was going.
I've got multiple here.
Okay.
It signifies, metaphorically speaking, a threefold cord symbolizes the strength and the unity of a relationship.
Right.
So you have the husband,
yeah,
the wife,
yeah,
and God. And yeah, when all three things are intertwined, a threefold cord is not easily broken. Usually a preacher follows that up with what God puts together, let no man put asunder.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't like that word, because it don't cover for me any aspect of marriage. But there are multiple aspects in which a threefold cord can be applied to our life, whether it be with our friendships.
Yeah.
Mine and yours friendship is a threefold cord.
Nobody.
Because you have me, you have you, and then you have God.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that we do is focal, revolves around God.
Right.
So therefore, justifiably, what we have cannot be broke. Also, a sense of your community. You, your church, and God. Therefore, it is a cord that cannot be broken. Your personal faith. Your faith, you, and God. Again, can't be broken. So that, I mean, that is the necessity of you know, kind of the ideal of what you're going for. And I don't know where the scripture is that you're going to go from, but it is, where is it? Ecclesiastes, I think, is where you're probably going to end up wanting to go with this. But anywho, I'm going to guess Ecclesiastes 4.
Ooh.
Roundabout, I think it is it verse 11 or no?
Starts a little earlier now.
Well, it starts, I think the primary verse is like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah.
But see, I was getting there at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was getting a little bit above 11 and 12, like starting at 9 and then going into it. But my segue was, you know, because there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to doing any kind of ministry for God, any kind of it, whether it's volunteering at the church, homeless shelter, hospital, you name it, wherever it is, there's going to be challenges. And there's going to be times whenever you are setting about to start studying for something you're going to present to somebody else, and you're thinking, is this really what you want me to do? And God points these verses out to me because there is three of us that work on this podcast religiously. There is time that's set aside to study. There's time that's set aside to pray to make this what it is. Because even though where we are gathered in God's name, God is here also. It still requires some faith on our part to make this a reality. And I know he's searching, so I am going to jump in Ecclesiastes 4, starting with verse 9. Now, I mentioned the threefold cord, not to aggravate Austin about marriage. That's not where I was going. But I know that's where a lot of it stems from. And that's usually where it's like, oh, yeah, well, if you're married, you know, you need to be you and your husband or you and your wife need to be with God. It needs to be three because he makes up. And I'm not, you know, not skirting that off to the side like it doesn't matter, because it does. But, you know, I was praying to God and I was asking him and I was like, listen, you know, this is a lot of work and different things. And I'm just, you know, trying to make sure that I'm doing what I need to be doing for you. And it's Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9. It says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Verse 10, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. So in that verse, verse 10, I apologize, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. You know, like with mine and Austin's friendship, you know, we... There's things that we both struggle with sometimes that, you know,
we are not, sometimes it's hard for one of us to open up to the other to tell us what's going on. And sometimes it's hard for me and my wife to do the same. But it's better for there to be two than just one. And then we're going to go into verse 11. It says, again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if in verse 12, it says, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. I know at the beginning of this episode, Austin was thinking I was going to go right into marriage and bore him to death, but I'm not. What you share with another person, a friendship or romance or whatever it is, if it's you two and God at the center of it, it's not easily broken. It's not easily broken by the enemy. The devil wants to get you alone by yourself because he knows if he can get you by yourself, he can convince you of anything. And that we see that repeated time and time and time and time and time again. We've said this on this podcast that, you know, the devil, if he can get an inch with you, he'll take a mile and he'll tell you anything it is that you want to hear, want to know, and make it seem like it is of God when truly it's not. That's why it's important to have Jesus at the center of everything that you do. And we talked on this in a previous episode when we were talking about how iron sharpens iron. To surround yourself with people that are going to sharpen you for the work that God has called you to do. And in doing so, of having that other person to sharpen you, to make you a weapon for you to dwell in unity with God, the most important thing to take out of all that is to put God at the center of it. If God's at the center of it, there's nothing that you can't do. You know, we, as people would say, you know, I can do this or I can do that, but I can't do that by myself. You know, what I'm reminded of is my sister was moving here recently, and she had this couch in her house. And Lord, let me tell you, this thing was, it was that big, bulky Ashley recliner with the metal springs in it that's heavier than all get out. And the couch was so heavy. And when I got there to help them move it, my sister's brother-in-law was there. He was the only other guy. There was another guy there to help, but he didn't really help very much. He just kind of pointed and told us where to go and what to do. And I was thinking about that couch today, not because I was missing it, because I'm glad it's in Hebron and no longer in Williamsburg. But that couch was so heavy that I couldn't move it by myself. And whenever we were moving in the trailer, the U-Haul, to put it in the truck to take it to where she was moving to, I went to grab it on the side because the guy that was helping me had set his end down, and I went to flip it. And my shoulder just kind of went and dropped off to the side because that was too much weight for me to carry by myself. It was too much to hold by myself. But when we were both lifting and then both turning, it was easier to go. So the scripture applies there too. You know, whatever it is you're doing for God, whatever he's called you to do, he's not called you to do it alone. He didn't call the disciples to do it by themselves. He gave them, just like he's given you, the opportunity to do something that's greater than yourself and that you'll have a community backing behind you. People that are going to sharpen you, people that are going to hold you up and lift you up and guide you where you need to be. Because we didn't start this walk with God knowing everything that we needed to know. We're still figuring stuff out. We're still doing everything we can and know to do, but yet we still fall short. We still fall short of the glory of God because we're only people, folks. So we reviewed tonight, you know, the threefold cord. And my wife, she's a stickler for details, buddy. She's a second grade teacher, and she's a stickler for the details.
She, whenever I first started preaching, she'd tell me, she'd ask me, she'd say, "What's your title? What's your title?" Well, my title for this message tonight is threefold cord. Be bound by that threefold cord. Whether it's in your relationship with your best friend, or with your pastor, or with your wife, you've got to have that threefold. You've got to have you, that other person, and God. And if God's at the center of it, you are set. You are ready for the challenges and the life, the many battles and challenges this life is going to throw at you. You are ready for battles. I have studied and studied and studied on this particular one. And Austin brought up a good point when we were first starting in this about how he thought I was going to go in the marriage I got to with Eddie. I didn't want him grossed out or gagging over there, but, you know.
You'll have that on them big jobs.
You will. You will have that on them big jobs. But I see so many people every day, whether it's at church or, and you know, I'm not one of those people that's going to call you out on stuff. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to let God handle it, because God had to do the same with me. He had to mold me and process me, kind of like that iron. He had to process me and sharpen me in his own way. But I see this all the time. Whenever there's a job that needs to be done, or there needs to be somebody praying for somebody, and there's always going to be people at the side thinking, "Well, I don't think I should go up there, or I don't think I should pray with them, or I don't like that person because of this, that, or the other." But the thing about it is, folks, is that God forgave you for your many sins and for your life, the way you had lived it before you came to Him. And I treat that as I can forgive that other person. And to dwell in unity with God, you have to be able to recognize that in every relationship, whether it be friendship, romance, whatever, put God at the center of it, and you will be better off. Just always remember that two are better than one, and that because when you fall, there's going to be someone else lifting you up. Going to be someone else there holding a hand out to you, saying, "Hey, I got you. Let me help you out a little bit. Let me take that load from you a little bit." And you know, me and my wife are the same way. When she gets burdened down and wore out and tired, I go and see if I can do something to help her. If my friend gets out in the world and doesn't know where he can turn to, I hope that he knows he can pick up the phone and call me. I might not know exactly what to say to you, but you're going to know the friend that you call for help by the fruits that they're bearing. They've got patience with you. If they got, you know, words of wisdom to part with you, that's a friend you need to keep hold dear, because there's a day coming whenever we pick up the phone and we're not able to call that person anymore for whatever reason. But this relationship, this friendship that you're building with this person, whatever it is, you have to put God at the center of it. God's going to let it grow and let it blossom and different things. And, you know, but you have to be the one to work at building that relationship. Just like if you wanted something from God and you got on your knees and began to pray, and then you asked your friend to help you pray, you asked your church to help you pray. Praying is awesome. Praying is awesome in this walk, but you also have to put some work in behind that faith that you're praying for. If you're praying for God to fix things in your life, fix things in your household, you have to be the one to be able to say, "Well, I'm going to do this," or "I'm going to do that," because you could have your friend, your wife, your husband, whatever, and you're building something with them, and you've got God at the center of it, but you're not pulling your weight, you're not doing your part. God is giving you all the instruction and guidance to do everything He's called you to do. But you have to keep Him at the center of it. That would be my advice. I do want to thank everyone that's listened in tonight. And if you're listening tonight, tomorrow, next week, whatever, I just hope you remember, if you don't remember anything else tonight, just remember that two are better than one, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.